Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I am excited about our topic today. I'm excited for you. We have been talking lately about social media marketing and marketing success, regardless of whether we're talking about advertising or promotions or how to get your funnel going, how to get more leads. It's going down right here on All About Entrepreneurs with your host, myself, Coach Lilisa. Now, also, I have informed individuals that if they are interested in being a guest on the show, you can simply inbox me through Facebook. All you need to do is send me your short bio, a picture of yourself, an interesting topic that you would like to discuss that relates to entrepreneurs, and select a day of the week. So I probably will set the form up. I don't have it set up yet, but I am going to set the form up, and I will definitely announce across Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn and other places to where you can go and sign up. So I've been doing radio now for a little while, for a good 7 to 8 years, and I have a website for everything else. I have yet to have a website for my radio show. I used to have something like a website for the radio show when I had the Brand New Beginnings website back in 2005 and 2006. But since then, since that website was taken down, I haven't had one since then. But, you know, that website was back in the day before we got all these free tools for websites. That's back when websites were costing you a good penny to host. And it was a little bit more difficult. You pretty much had to get other people to rely on other people. Today, a lot of the websites you can host yourself. So it's pretty exciting. And social, and because of the internet and all of that, social media is becoming more prevalent in our lives. And as a small business or as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, well, it doesn't really matter if you're a big business or a small business. What the research is showing, and there are several sites out there, but what they're showing is that it is critical that we get on social media. And again, let me just back up for a second and make sure that I welcome you to the show. So good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Good morning to all my entrepreneurs. Good morning to those of you in all types of business. I know today is a day that many people are probably not going to work, especially if you're in the Northeast, because there we had really bad snow yesterday. Well, I shouldn't say bad snow, but we had got a lot of snow, because snow necessarily isn't bad. But it's a lot of snow, and a lot of schools and state offices and companies are shut down and or on delayed opening. So a lot of people probably will tune in to the show today, since you're not normally able to tune in. But if you are tuned in and you would like to speak to the host, or if you would like to make a comment or ask a question about social media and how big it is, or maybe you have some information, some suggestions for business owners in how they can take advantage of this. You know, in business, we have the SWOT analysis that we do on our businesses. And that SWOT analysis shows us that social media marketing is not just an opportunity. It's a very big opportunity. And if applied properly, it could absolutely be a strength of your business. Now, for us authors and speakers and people that have products where we're trying to reach a larger market, but there's so many things to do with social media. So really, I mean, it's touching the lives of every business owner. So whether you're a local mom and pop, whether you're a big multinational corporation, and everything in between, social media is here to stay, and social media marketing is also here, so you need to get on board with your social media marketing, and that's one of the programs that we're offering through our whole Release Your Power training, training entrepreneurs in business. And, you know, some of you have attended our business owners conference and summit for business owners. If you're a business owner, you know we have our conference once a year in August. So we've had other meetings and other events, which we will be holding some more of those and collaborating with other people, other business owners. But our goal for that event really is marketing. So for those of you who have been to the event before, you know, we showcase the vendors at this event. And I actually could have a section that says all about vendors. And so it's all about marketing. We are marketing, we're helping these vendors to market to some targeted people. And then we have individuals who attend the event who we're also marketing some speakers and information. So we wanted, the first year, it was, the content was awesome. Last year, same thing, the content was phenomenal. And this year, we absolutely have to try to outdo ourselves. And so we have some many, many special features. And I have two major features coming this year that are just totally amazing. Totally amazing. I don't even want to tell you about it. It is so big. It is so big. And I am so excited. I cannot wait. Well, one I'll have to tell you about, because I really want to promote this person. But I'm not going to tell you right now, but you've got to get your tickets for this event. It is going to be one of the biggest events in Newark. I'm already promoting it. We should have a flyer soon. The flyers will blanket the state and hopefully New York, Connecticut, Delaware, and Philadelphia. Maryland is far south as North Carolina, and I'm actually hoping that people even come from Florida. We want them from Florida all the way up to Rhode Island. So let's see what we can do with social media. But that's the power of social media. And the beautiful thing is that so many people came to the event through social media. So social media is very, very powerful. You absolutely need social media for your business. I definitely want to talk about a couple of things that I found in social media to be very, very powerful. And so I want to just talk about some things that your business, that you need to add to your marketing, okay? So several things you need to add to your marketing. The first thing that you want to add is social media. That's number one. Because there are a lot of people who, like myself, was using social media, but not for marketing. They were using it to, you know, connect with their long-lost friend from high school or college. Which is all fine and good, because you need to do that. But if you have a business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, check this out. This is exciting, exciting, exciting. But when it comes to marketing today, what's important for people to do is to understand that diversity is cool. Diversity is good. Diversity is a great thing. And so, yes, you may have other tools in your funnel. You may have other tools in your mix. But you want to add social media. So the top, as I said, I'm going to give you top three things that you need, or three things that you really need for your social media business. First, you need social media. Okay, for your social media marketing, whether you need social media, that's number one. And this is so important for small businesses. If you want to grow, this is becoming a critical growth strategy. So I know from the people that I deal with at the Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, I know from those that I meet in business class, and I know from those that I meet online here with All About Entrepreneurs and all the other social networks, I know that you want to grow your business. I mean, you don't go into business to not grow, even though many people are in business without growth. So let me say that again. I know you didn't go into business to not grow, but many people are in business without growth. Now, you know, I just feel that it's important to continually, to constantly talk about growing. But we cannot grow without the proper nurturing, nurturing for a plant is water, sunlight, okay, and energy. But nurturing for your business is information, knowledge, personal development, self-help, okay? So we want more customers. We want more business. Obviously, customers mean business. Oh, yeah, there you go. I think that's the name of a company. But you can't do it if you can't reach them. So social media, hint, hint, gives you a way to reach. Well, you can find a way to reach about what Facebook alone has 900 million people. That's about one-third the size of China online with Facebook. And no, they're not there every day. No, you may not be able to reach them. But that's what you need to have in the back of your mind. Now, 2014 gives you a great opportunity to get into this growth strategic position, this strategically growing position with using social media. So you got social media number one. That's the first thing you have to do. And you may not know everything that you need to know. I have an easy program that will get you set up with all the different social medias that you should use, how to start, how to get started. So you can definitely contact me at CoachLalisa.com. And if you would like to, you know, find out more about how to get started, because I know that it can be a little overwhelming. It could be a little bit complicated if you're not sure, which there's so many systems out there. You really have to do some comparisons and see which one will work best for you and your business. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You have to, yeah, they're all out there, but you have to tailor them to your specific business. You know, in a recent poll by Adobe, 14% of marketers said that within the next 3 years, social marketing will be the number one key to superior performant. Okay? And that's put out there by a company called YP Advertising Solutions. They did their research. They did their research, and they did a poll. That we know they're quoting from a poll by Adobe, and you know how prevalent Adobe is. You can't hardly save a document without Adobe. You can't read a lot of documents if you don't have Adobe. Most everyone has Adobe on our computers. So they got this thing wrapped up. Let me tell you, they have a system in place, and it's up to you as a business owner to take advantage of this. This is an opportunity for you to grow your business. It's not just something cute to dress your business up with to say, oh, I have that, you know. No, it's not that. This is an opportunity for you to actually grow your business. Okay, let's say we talk about, all right, we want to become more than just a hobby. We want to have a real great return on what we've invested, our time, our money, our energy. Most people, when they're starting out a business, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of time away from your family and your loved ones. But you want to make it pay off. And so social media is a way to do that. And because of the reason you need social media is because it's a huge piece of marketing. Okay? So social media is ranking right now. Very, very high, even higher, they said, than digital advertisement or even public relations marketing. Remember when that was a big thing? And so you want to definitely enhance your social media marketing, and you can certainly choose, like I said, there's so many options. Now, the second thing, I said I was going to give you three things, that really three tools that you really need, right? So the first thing is you need to understand social media marketing. That's number one. Number two, online videos. Hot, hot, hot. That is one of the tools that you've already been using. I mean, really, how many of you have posted a video of yourself on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram? If you have done that, then you're already on board. You're already using social media. You're already using that tool. All right? So we were talking about social media tools that can really help your business. And these are some tools that social media marketing tools that you must have. So you definitely must have social media. And you must have online. You must have online videos this year. You got to get it done this year. All right? I know you already got a website and blog and all that other stuff, so that's why we're not mentioning those. We're mentioning the ones that you probably don't have. These are hot, hot, hot new. So you definitely need video, and you definitely need, and you need, well, hopefully you already have a blog, and you need analytics. You need a way, you need to be able to drive data from your marketing. And another big one this year, another big tool, is the online chat. Can you believe it? I was talking about chatting yesterday, about how we got started in all this online social stuff. We used to remember the old chat room. Well, if you notice now, almost every website that you go on to purchase any product or to do any type of business or service, they have the little chat person that jumps out at you and asks if you have any questions or can they help you. Okay, so that's what we're talking about, online chat. These little tools, you can get them and add them to your site. So these are just some things that will help you track the customer, help you get the customer, and help you even retarget the customer. So again, it's being smarter about your customers. It's being smarter about doing business. It's going to make your job easier because you'll be able to do more in less time. You know, you need the analytics so that you can figure out, they said, really, data-driven marketing is going to be such a game changer in the small business world. So, listen, small business marketers in 2014, this is the way to go. If you have a product or service, you're marketing, okay? Making data-driven decisions involves investing in listening tools. If you got to invest money in these, some of these aren't too cheap. But apps that they refer, Bitly, Campaign Monitor, and Marketo. These are some of the ones that are being offered through this company as some of the game changers out there, some of the big names in the business. Okay? It says that this service allows you to take a deeper dive into the traffic patterns and behaviors of your current audience. You see, here's the thing. Instead of having to go out and constantly get new customers, what if you could build from the customers from within, the customers that you already have? And so that's what we're going to be teaching all probably for the next several months. We will be able to help you if you don't know how to get started, you don't know where to start, you don't know what I'm talking about. All of this is sounding like foreign language to you. Please don't forget, inbox me on Facebook. You can go to CoachLalisa.com and send me a message. But you can send me a message. Make sure you get on our mailing list. And as the sessions roll out or the webinars that we do where we'll be teaching you these things, make sure you sign up. It's going to help your business grow. So you need to have analytics. You definitely need to have social media. You need to have online videos. You need to start looking into the online chat or the help feature. And the big, giant, hot one is because of the NFC, you definitely need to have mobile marketing. So those are the big ones that you absolutely need. So I will be doing more sessions, more workshops on how you can get set up. But these are big, big, big. Now, there are other things that you need to do, and for small businesses, some things you want to do, right? Some of you know about Instagram and Pinterest, right? Well, Instagram and Pinterest are great tools to use in your business because it allows you, for business owners, it allows you to post a quick picture or a very short video to possibly, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that may be able to see what you're doing. Another tool to look out for and look into would be Google Plus. And the funniest thing, I know it's free, but of course later on we're going to pay somewhere down the road, but for now it's free. Take advantage of it, small businesses. Okay? Because once they go pro and begin to offer you all the same services that they're now giving you for free for a price, hopefully you'll have done enough business by then that it won't matter because you'll be able to afford it, okay? So they're giving you some leeway, giving you some breathing room to get yourself going. That's why we want to show you how to make money with your message. So you can go to How to Make Money with Your Message website and sign up. It's h2mmoney.com. Go to h2mmoney.com, sign up, and yes, yes. And so, sorry about that. What happened? Yes, retargeting your customers, and marketing minds are a very useful vehicle for small businesses trying to market themselves. They're very easy to create, timely, and get your marketing message across clearly. So there's just so many different things that you can do. There's something called Vine, and of course webinars, which is something that I'm doing, and I've been doing webinars for like 5 or 6 years. Didn't even realize how popular and important they were. I was doing them because I do training, and it was just became easier to do a webinar because I was doing Blog Talk Radio, which is similar to a webinar but not quite the same, but it has some similarities. And so webinars, they're also very, very powerful marketing tools. They definitely will help you build your expertise by offering something genuinely useful to your audience. A lot of times the webinars are free, but they don't have to be. You can also get a fee for your content. If your content is strong enough, yes, you can definitely make some money. And you can even license and sell the courses. So webinars are definitely a big way to go, but that's part of our training in how to make money, how you can make money with your messaging. So we're excited about all of this, and social media can be very interesting, but it's a very powerful, very dynamic tool that you definitely need for your business. So definitely do not, in other words, do not leave home without it, but do not start your business without your social media plan. And also now you need social, in other words, social media marketing. I want you to put note to self, okay? Note to, I know right pretty soon somebody will have that as a tool of some sort, but a note to self is that you definitely look into social media marketing, and that you look for small businesses, okay? Small businesses, if you are a small business owner, we are not leaving you out. This is absolutely about the small business, and you want to stay on top of it. Definitely, if you want to, you have something out there with Vine. That's if you want to do those little quick, short, like 6-second videos, right? Shorter is better. So people say shorter is better. And I hope you got something out of the show today. I hope you at least learned the major tools, the major players, the major game changers for marketing, for advertising your business, for advertising your services, for promoting, for getting new customers, keeping the customers you already have, providing that friendly atmosphere and customer service to your customers. That's all a part of social media. I know lots of people are probably out shoveling snow, so I do apologize for that, but that's all we have time for. And we will see you back tomorrow on the show. I know, right? We just have a few seconds left. So go to CoachOfElisa.com if you would like to have more information. I know it's not nearly enough time to go through all that we want to go through on such a show like this. But the government is even into this social media marketing. So tomorrow on the show, we will talk about some marketing managed products that really work. So we want to talk about some products that you can use that can help you in your business as you're in the market and managing your funnel and managing your clients, how to get more clients, how to get more leads. And if you need to go back and listen to any of our past shows, we've talked about government contracting. We've talked about stopping the bullies at work. We've talked about marketing tools that rule, secrets to finding the funding. So it looks like I'm kind of becoming the marketing lady here. Wasn't trying to do that, but I know for my own business I had to do it. And so I said, well, I got to do it, and you got to do it too, so why not show you how I did it, how I got involved in marketing using media. Well, have a great day. Don't shovel too hard. Be careful out there if you're driving around. Be safe wherever you go, be careful. Watch your surroundings. Get what you got to get and keep going. Well, this has been Coach Lisa. I'm glad you tuned in. Have an awesome day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for Marketing Management.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Moving, 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 moving